Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk. Rob Hemmelgarn's here. Last time he was here, we didn't get any of it.
We didn't have power on.
No power. Neil forgot to turn the power switch on. where do we get one of those cool vests at?
You just have to buy your own and then get it embroidered.
Is that what it is?
So
you didn't bring one for all of us?
No, I didn't.
That's nice. That's great. That's
normally what
that
guys
is
do.
Wonderful. Digger gave us free passes to every Mac game.
Yep.
I get you some spring passes.
And $10 a piece for popcorn and pop.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Baseball and softball games, we'll get you in.
The Mac Commish is nothing but a prick. You call him?
No, since Rob came in, I didn't know
if we were going to talk to Hal McCoy real quick.
All right.
Yep. I can I'll call him here.
Yep.
You guys talk for a minute and I'll give him a call.
Yeah.
All right, first of all.
84 games, Bubba.
Reds?
Yeah.
You don't think so? 84-78, 6 games over?
That'd be nice.
I think so.
We'll see.
This is the year, baby.
Huh? This is the year.
Francona factor.
That's
exactly right.
And
he's probably never, ever lost less than.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Maybe.
When he was red, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, now it says something went wrong.
You want me to just call him and put him on the...
No. I probably had the app on too long by itself.
How about our...
That's me dialing.
That's you dialing.
All right.
How about your lock of the...
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that later.
You got no house left.
Freaking ant. I'm stupid.
No, you're not, Bubba.
I'm very stupid. I'll call him.
Yep. I don't know if I had the wrong number or what, but it won't...
What
it
number
won't
you got?
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air, but
Steve Hellwagon.
That's what I have.
Is that it?
Let me say it again, Bubba.
First of all, you can't see.
That's what I got.
Well,
let me try it.
Well, but
I got him. Just turn me up loud.
Well, okay.
That'll work.
Yes, sir.
Hal McCoy, how are you?
Happy Baseball New Year.
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Is there a better time?
No better time.
There is not. No doubt.
This is our year, buddy.
You hear that? This is our year? What do you think of that?
This is our year.
There you go.
This is our year.
Yeah.
I think it might be.
It could be. So, first of all, thanks for taking time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. The last time we spoke, you were leaving for Greece.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was that trip?
Well, trip is the right word because Greece was great, and then we went to Rome, and I was walking down street in Rome, and I tripped and bruised a couple of ribs. Fortunately, it was the last day, and the trip home on the plane was agonizing.
That couldn't have been good.
Other than that, it was a great trip.
Well, I hate to hear that. You know, we get older, we got to worry about that kind of stuff, don't we?
You got it right, man. Yeah, my wife leads me around she has me on a chain.
You know, opening day, as we get older, we look back and we think of how special that day is, especially being a Reds fan. When you look back to your early years of opening day, what brings back? What's your memory, Al?
Well, the memory is that how much pomp and circumstance and how important opening day was in Cincinnati. I mean, it's a carnival. It's like any other game during the year or for any team. And it's too bad that the Reds don't get to open by themselves like they used to, being the first professional franchise. And that was very, very special. Back when I first started, that's the way it was.
Yeah, I think back of my first Reds opening day was Riverfront Stadium. I talked to, like, my brother was like Crosby Field, and the big Utipole sign that's opening day.
That's pretty diehard.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not the beat writer then, but I was kind of a backup guy, so I did get to go to a couple of opening days at Crosley Field. And yeah, that was very, very special.
Are you going to make the trip tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Atta boy.
That's great. Are you writing for the Dayton Daily News or Press Pro.
I'm writing for the Dayton Daily News. I will have a column in tomorrow's paper about opening day, and then I'm going to opening day, and we'll have a column in the paper the next day.
Well, that's awesome. Let's look at this year's team, and you know, we it all starts with a new manager, and that's exciting. I was a David Bell fan, but Terry Francona, I'm ecstatic about that hire.
Great hire.
Yeah, everybody should be. When they fired David Bell, right away I said they should hire Terry Francona, and you know, they didn't listen to me, but they listened to Marty Brenneman, and they brought him in here, and that's great, because I think he's the best manager of this generation, and he's no miracle worker, but he's going to make that team better, no doubt.
His press conference last night, talking about this year's team, and he really singled out a couple players. First of all, he talked about how good, you know, how Ellie is physically stands out. But he talked about how Ellie's attention to detail this year, how he just was laser focused. That's kind of to have Terry Francona say that, that's impressive.
Yeah, I think that goes back to the winter right after Terry got the job. He went to the Dominican Republic and personally visited with Ellie and connected with him, and I think Dela Cruz appreciated that, and it made him more focused, and it showed in spring training. He had a great spring training, and I think he's going to have a great season.
I said 84 wins this year, and I got grossed out by most of my anti-Reds fans. but with that pitching staff, I mean...
Healthy. Just stay healthy.
We got to stay healthy, but yeah. I'm very optimistic.
I predicted 85 wins.
Attaboy.
I think that, you know, Terry will make a difference. I think that young pitching staff has a year under its belt. I like the fact that they brought in Brady Singer, a veteran pitcher that will help those young pitchers on the staff. And I like Austin Hayes, although he went on the injured list today. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that concerns me, the injuries. They've already got five guys on the injured list before they even start the season, including Andrew Abbott and Alexis Diaz. As a closer, and that's a bit concerning. I just hope it's not going to be like last year, and it's going to be injury after injury after injury.
Yeah,
if they can stay healthy, the division is not that strong, and I think they could win this thing.
When you have two starters like Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo, you really, I mean, I'm a huge Lodolo fan. You really have two number ones, in my opinion. Now, maybe I'm, of course, I'm optimistic, but I really like both those guys.
I like both of those guys, and I like Nick Martinez. He's the way he finished the year last year. He was pretty awesome. So, as we say, it all starts with pitching, and I think the Reds are well armed.
When we look at their everyday lineup and the Matt McClain being healthy, he's going to be the wild card, I think.
I agree with you. I like his attitude. He's one of those get down and dirty ball players. And the thing is, stay healthy. He couldn't do it last year, but no reason why he can't this year. And I think batting second in the order ahead of Ellie, that's going to be a really good 1-2 punch.
So you got an article tomorrow, and then you're going to write the game for the next 2 days. We'll be able to read in the Dayton paper what's going on, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And I haven't been to opening day since COVID-19, and I'm 85 years old, and it gets a little tough going down and back to Cincinnati. It's an hour and a half drive each way, but I'm really looking forward to getting back into it now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We sat with you at the state baseball tournaments last year. We had a great time every morning sitting here with you shooting the shit. I'm sitting here with the commissioner of the MAC, Rob Hemmelgarn, and he was down there watching the Marion Flyers. Did you get to any of the state basketball tournaments?
No, I didn't get to any of those. I'm helping Sonny Folks at Fresh Pros Magazine do some Ohio State baseball coverage. So
good.
That's a little bit extra that I do, but it's baseball and I love it.
You're supposed to be slowing down, big fella.
That's what my wife said. My wife said I work now more than I did when I was full time. I'm supposed to be retired, but I call it semi-retired. But I just love to write, and I don't want to sit around and do nothing and vegetate, so I write every day with my blog and covering the Reds and the University of Dayton basketball team, and I love going to these state high school baseball tournaments. That's a real bunch of fun there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, some night this year, your Port Recovery Radio is going to pick you up. We're going to go down and eat a steak, smoke cigars, and watch the Reds. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Perfect.
The cigar part and the steak. And the baseball, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's life right there, ain't
there
it, partner.
You go.
That is it. That's living on the high life.
Now, we love you, brother. We appreciate you taking the time out.
Absolutely.
Get some rest and go Reds.
Well, I love you guys, too, and I appreciate you having me on, and let's indeed go Reds.
Get us a win tomorrow.
That's right. That is Hal McCoy, Hall of Fame writer for the Cincinnati Reds, Dayton Paper. We're going to take a break. Come back, Commissioner Rob Himmelgarten, right for this.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4044.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County.
Shane.
I'm Ava Greasy.
And I'm Emma Will.
And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Thursday, March 27th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indians softball team and take home some cash.
That's the Lady Indians softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any
of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game scheduled for Thursday, March 27th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
No music coming in?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot.
One week.
You always tell me right after we come on instead of saying it like 20 seconds
before. Well, it's
before
my job is to make you mad.
Oh, okay.
He's a critiquer.
Hey, we want to thank Hal McCoy for calling in tonight.
Absolutely. Yep. Hal's the best.
And every year, you know, he, for some reason, he takes our call and
yeah,
a couple times a
all
year.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, awesome. Hall of Famer. Well, fell down on vacation.
Ew, that hurts.
I can do that, too.
At least it was in Greece or Spain or wherever he said
it was.
He
didn't have party.
Rome.
Yeah, didn't have very Rome.
And he went to see the Pope, and Pope blessed him and got on the plane and rode home.
Pope dead yet, or is he?
No, he's out of the hospital.
Back, feeling good.
Pope is good?
He's back.
All right.
The Pope dead yet.
Well, I thought he was almost dead, wasn't he?
They said that they had said there's two times he was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd he give himself? Last rites.
What would the Pope do?
What'd he do?
We're here with Rob Helmgarten. I mean, how's the Pope act on like that?
I'm going to have to think about
you're
that.
You're going to abstain? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great, my friend. 1 year almost, right?
Yeah.
About got her yep. in.
And
junior last year.
How's it treating you?
Here we are. So far, so good.
Awesome. How many?
That's awesome.
How many state titles you won? Digger won 140.
I don't think all
he
of those
almost
were
did.
I'm at four.
Four?
Four.
That's what you judge
on. Pretty good start.
He's 20 years older than me.
It's a pretty good start.
He ain't 20 years older than you.
Close enough,
ain't he?
Yeah. But no, we've had a good seat or a good
good little
school
run.
Year so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
So talk a little bit about as you took this thing over, and you and Don have been friends for a long time, and you knew
what you're getting into.
Is it about what you thought?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of it's, you know, it's just a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of, you know, stuff that nobody really sees, but you want it to get done, and you want to do it right, and, you know, Don showed me a great path in doing it, and I helped him out with some things, and we're hopefully continuing that going in the right direction.
One thing that you have done, and I think, and you can talk a little bit about this, is the website and your social media, and Don was, you know, Don's a busy guy, full time job, and you are too, but you've kind of put that as a goal. You wanted to get that going, and it's went well.
And that was a big platform, even through my interview process, and I helped Don out with some things, you know, towards the end, not with the website, but more social media, and you know, we've really, I think last time I was on, which if it didn't record, was I really here?
No, that's exactly right.
It was, you know, late August.
You know, people are, sometimes they'll actually listen live.
Yeah, I think we had like 20 that night.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was late August, early September. We hadn't launched yet, but since then we have. And, you know, we're updating it daily. There's always tweaks. There's always things you want to make better. But, you know, now I think it's running pretty smooth. And in the summertime, we'll look at it and see what we want to change, what we want to add.
And if there is anyone out there, a business that would love to sponsor, we would love to have you. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. We put that out about a month ago. We've gotten great responses. Got one for recovery, Wayne Oil.
Yep.
They're on there. And, you know, we decided to do it with the website and in a couple aspects of social media, our weekly standings, our weekly scores, and our weekly matchups. And we only got two of those left, so that's going well. And that's going to help alleviate some of the costs for the schools, which are already paying a lot to be a part of the conference. And then we're looking into some scholarships at the end of next year. You know, this wasn't something I wanted to start until summertime and fall, but we're a little bit ahead, and you know, we got phase two coming up. So
beautiful. The on this day is a huge hit.
That is neat.
Good. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I only hear about when I misspell somebody's name
or make
a mistake.
And you don't want to be perfect.
I never
heard
it's a good thing, but no, that's a lot of fun. That takes a little bit more work than I thought. I was going to ask what
kind of research that takes. Is it 2 minutes or 2 hours?
A couple hours to do a month. I go up to the Daily Standard and, you know, go through their archives. And it's really awesome up there. It's like a big library. It has all these bound newspapers. And I just grab a year, go to whatever date it is, and see what we can find. So I like doing that.
Yeah.
So a couple hours to do a month's worth. And, you know, as long as I spell everything right, I think it's good.
Get the right
information
there. I remember Bill Stogler used to do our Hall of Fame. He would go to the library and do that.
Yeah.
But he said, I found myself sitting in there for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Reading stuff because it was so interesting.
Yeah.
I just kept going. I was like, up 3 hours later, I got to get out of here.
And I haven't done what I came to do yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I thoroughly, I mean, I'm a big fan of that. And I had a thing. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, you had something about Gary Jones, and I'd said he didn't have his wife. She said he loved that. He said,
he had 26 points. He asked how many assists he had. Probably negative as possible.
Yeah. It is, and then you know, as like for me and you, Fee, that's our heyday. That's when you know, guys like Jonesy and all them old. And I seen today in 1990, was it? Delvin St. John's won state back-to-back years and with Rocky Klaus. Remember Rocky beat the absolute shit out of us.
Yeah. Actually, Bubba, they did not. I misread that game, and that was the state semifinal game, which I had it pointed out within 3 seconds of posting it, and I took it down because the game I posted as the state championship was actually the state semifinal.
Oh, really? So you screwed up.
Yeah, I screwed up. I make mistakes, but...
No way.
Yeah. Can't happen.
But, that was state semifinal. They lost Dayton Jefferson, next game. Mm. But it was at 98, so...
So when did we go? That would have been... We was in 2001?
What? 99 was our boys'
99,
basketball.
99, that's right. 99. Yeah, Jefferson won state in... I wonder who the hell they had back then.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I would have known that.
Probably fast guys if I was back.
I would say a lot of speed.
I'm sure not guys that grew up in the Dayton Jefferson system.
Probably had a few Trowood Madison boys that transferred in.
Right. Transfers.
Yeah, that's right. So now you're finishing up your winter sports, another very successful year, and spring sports startup. Is that a busy time for you?
So far, it hasn't been because they staggered the baseball and softball start a week. So, you know, with the weather, we got some softball teams getting some games in. But it's just a matter of it gets busier once the conference games start up and we start getting those scoreboards posted. And, you know, it's just a big matter of having coaches send me their scores so we can get that stuff updated.
Do you do the umpires?
No,
you don't.
Ben Kramer takes care of that. So,
but he does umpires for okay. But,
which I got my umpire's license. I've been doing some games this spring.
Did you?
I'm following the Digger's footsteps, step for step.
Man. Oh no! You got a fork every game?
No, I don't.
Please come over here.
Sander JV.
We will throw something at.
I got New Knoxville JV softball on Monday. Shout out to them. They're starting a softball program.
Good for them.
JV this season, varsity next. So I'm gonna head up there and see what they got on Monday, and me and Bob Grewball.
Oh, good.
So yeah. Be a good time. Yeah.
I really like Kay.
Yeah.
I really like her as an athletic director. I think she's really good. And I'll tell you what, our athletic director has just been tremendous, too. And
she's having fun.
Yeah, she is.
Doing a good job.
And she lives it, man.
Yeah.
She lives it.
Yep, I agree. We got the best in the conference. I mean, best in the state in our conference, athletic directors. And, you know, at the banquet back in the winter, I said, told the kids, I talked at the end, I said, you know, you're going to get old and you're going to forget about this banquet. You might forget about your playing career, but you all set a standard. And you set a standard that, you know, how many other conferences, when a team goes to a state championship and wins, and they come out and people are saying their opponent, what would they have placed in the MAC?
Yeah.
That says a lot. That's setting that standard. And it starts with the community. It starts with the head coaches we have, athletic directors. We got the best. So it's a great tradition and a great thing we got going here.
Yeah, let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We'll come right back. We're going to talk more with Rob right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice. choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting Wagon Wheels West on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Friday's show will be at 7, and Saturdays and Sundays shows will be afternoon matinees starting at 2 p.m. All tickets will be available at the door and are $8 for adults, $6 for students, kindergarten through seniors, and children 5 and under are free. Make your plans to get to one of these performances of Wagon Wheels West, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is going to have a very special event that you don't want to miss, coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road. It's Second Amendment Bingo, and every item will be either cash or a Second Amendment item. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6, and there's a limited number of tickets at just $100 each. It includes 14 games of bingo with big prizes for each game, and a full meal is included, and there will be a special 15th game for an additional $20 with a big grand prize for the winner. There will be no bar service, so you are welcome to bring your own cooler full of drinks, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and several other raffles. Entertainment and lots of laughs will be provided by the bingo callers, Rick and Bob Hine, and all proceeds will go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund to help fund their ninja park. Get your tickets now for this enjoyable evening with lots of big prizes, the Second Amendment Bingo Party, Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, benefiting the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund, raising money to build the upcoming awesome ninja park. You do not want to miss this great party.
Oh, I like this song.
I like this song.
Baba Lua.
Baba O'Reilly.
Baba Lua.
Baba.
The Who.
Who?
Who? Crank that shit up.
Well.
Little Wizard.
Watch your language, Bob.
I love. They were on. Did they do a Super Bowl halftime?
Yes,
they did.
Yeah, about 5 years ago or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they was good.
This is what I thought they'd open with, and they didn't. But
they played this.
Oh, yeah, they did. But I thought this part would be the opening, and then as soon as that boom hit, that the lights would come on. And that's how I had it figured, but that they had a different idea.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm a Who fan.
Yep.
Good.
There isn't very much they have that I don't like a lot.
Are we on now?
Yes, we've been on.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
We're on?
Yeah. As soon as the music started.
We're just jamming.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're back here. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee. 8:40. Opening day.
Opening day.
I love it. I love it. Also, I called Wabash Cable.
Yep.
Channel 178 is now the Reds channel.
178.
FanDuel.
Cool.
I didn't think we'd get it. I thought it
gotta have it.
Yeah. You guys get the Reds?
Good. Yeah.
Yep. You got FanDuel Network?
No.
Why are you gonna get the Reds?
WLW.
Sit
tight. Car
ass.
And listen.
Huh?
And sit on the car and listen.
I do like listening to Reds.
I do,
it is good stuff. You miss coaching?
Yeah.
This time of year tough for you?
Yeah.
bet too.
You got your Jones in a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right.
The Minster Wildcats got a good softball team. You didn't leave the. You didn't leave them.
They'll be solid.
Yeah.
Yep. No doubt.
Bold.
Yeah.
That's good.
I you know, as there's nothing like rooting for your kid. You know.
Absolutely.
Right. And you had a pretty special moment last week when your daughter had her first home run in college.
Yeah. Yep. That was fun. That's awesome. She's not a home run hitter. She's had two in her high school career, kind of like a Pete Rose. You just get base hits and get on. But, you know, she was early in the season, still kind of figuring out her place on the team, and cracked one out.
Drilled one.
Were you there?
Nope.
Oh. Mom?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was good. She's, you know, been rotating between second base and shortstop and third base since then.
Is she Capital or?
Yeah.
Capital.
So they play a few teams from around. They're at Ohio Northern here in a couple weeks, and a lot of home games in Columbus area, so I try to get to as many as I can. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you. That's got to be fun for the Hemelgarn family.
Yep.
And then, so do you, now where's your boy at?
He plays baseball at Minster. He's a junior.
Okay, he's a junior.
So, yep.
All right.
So they'll start Saturday and a few scrimmages in, and we've been lucky this spring with the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, to get scrimmages and practices outside. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't remember much of that from coaching.
What do we got? Like what do we got? We open up
Monday
at Salina?
At Salina. Yep.
Well, they'll play that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that depends on. There's the last I heard, like a couple of days ago, there was going to be rain on Monday. But unless it's raining, that field will handle it.
Yep. Remember when we was up there freezing and Raz plugged that heater in, blew the whole press box?
Yeah. I was on the field.
Yeah, and then in that old press box.
Yeah.
And then he, they got it turned back on, and he did it again.
Yeah.
And he got it turned back on, and somebody went over and said,
"Raz, I got to have heat.
Stop doing that." He said, "I'm cold." Well, every time you turn the heater on,
you
got 10 seconds of heat, and then we got nothing.
They got new dugouts. And they really put some money in
they're
that,
putting
baby.
Brand new dugouts for the visitors.
We had state acne tournament there last year, semifinal game, and great nighttime atmosphere. Lights are great. Field's beautiful. Great facilities.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of good things there. So
you got, we got Fort Recovery went to state in baseball last year.
Yeah.
And did Coldwater go?
No.
Coldwater got beat.
They didn't get that far, but they went.
Yep.
They did very well, but they didn't get quite that far.
I think from the talk I hear is that there's going to be a lot of good baseball this year.
I think so too.
Yeah. Somebody said Marion Local has absolutely got everybody back, and they don't lose enough.
Yeah, they didn't have one senior last year.
Yeah, we beat them in the district final.
Yeah, I think between Marion, Fort Recovery, Brazales, Minster, St. Henry's always got. I mean, it's going to be. Yeah.
It'll be good.
Talked to Dart last night, and he said, Fort Recovery's going to be for real. I said, yeah, but we're playing in the MAC. He said, I don't care. You guys have it going on. I said, are we going to win it? He said, I don't think so. But
we go south, which is the greatest thing.
Love that trick.
We should give whoever did that. I think it was.
Were you a fan of that the first second you heard?
Absolutely.
Yes. I shot bottle rockets on my butthole.
All right.
That's how happy I was.
That was a no doubt.
I mean, I understand, like, everybody's like, but for a guy who's got grandkids coming up, there ain't nothing. I mean, you're going to get the piss pounded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who are we going to beat? We ain't beating Coldwater. We ain't beating. I mean, I'm talking about football.
Yeah.
We go down there. Well, football makes it's different because you go, but in basketball, we've seen it this year.
Oh, absolutely. We were close to getting the region.
And, you know, we could have maybe beaten one of these teams, but there's three of the four teams in that section were top five in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, and only one of them gets to move on.
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I always gross for sales out because they always.
Oh, yeah. They always.
Yeah. We're like,
now we're right with you. We're Tigers and Indians.
Tigers and Indians.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. How's that work? We petition to get it. How'd that work?
Yeah, you apply, and then they have to accept you, and then the Northwest District has to release, and that all worked out.
Is it because there's a discrepancy in D7s, or I mean, how's that?
I don't know the intricacies of that.
Yeah.
That pretty big word.
Yeah, it was nice.
That was big.
That's a good one.
But you know what? I really have.
But I don't know what
my game up.
I don't know what started that, or if that, you know. But Amy pursued that, and I don't know if it was in the works for a year or two, or if it was just one of those.
I know Holly had at least mentioned it was right. Working on it, but I don't know how far along it got.
So the other teams down there have to okay it.
The district itself.
District.
And then the HSA gives the final. So I don't know if it was an imbalance of numbers, and being a border school helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like somebody like Coldwater probably couldn't pull that off.
That'd be tough. You got St. Henry, Mary, and Minster.
Yep.
Their border.
Yep.
We used to be Southwest local.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Yes. You know that?
I always wonder why your school buses said that.
Southwest local. I can remember.
I'm a little kid, and we play Fort Recovery and that way.
Southwest local. I remember listening to Earl Finkel or Bob Severs did a school announcement. School.
Yep. Bob Severs.
Southwest local schools, Mercer County, 2-hour delay.
Yay!
why was that? Or what?
But it was because.
When I was a kid.
When they are, not why you were excited. Well, you mean. But why were they called Southwest school?
Each little burg had a school, and along in the 30s or 40s it consolidated, and they didn't want to be Fort Recovery.
That makes sense.
And they didn't, so they changed it to Southwest Local. And then as the older people moved on and passed away or moved to Florida or whatever, all the rest of the people were saying, why is this not Fort Recovery? And nobody had any reason not to.
But your sports teams are always Fort Recovery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just your school buses.
Yep. Just our school buses.
Name of the district.
Yep. You remember we used to play Marion Local when Uppy Birding announced?
Yeah.
And he announced the kids from
Southwest Local.
No, he would say from Cranberry, from he would announce like the little burgs Marion was from.
Yep.
It was kind of neat.
Yep.
Then he screwed half of them up and nobody got
it. And Big P got back.
Big P had the classic.
He had a good. So we were at Marion Local one year. It might have been when we played home and away, but anyway, Uppy announced us as the Fort Recovery Redskins.
Yeah.
Nice. On purpose or?
No, he was just Uppy. Yeah. And do you remember how Paul said that?
Didn't you say the Marion,
the Minden Union? No, the Minden Marion Union Pirates is what he Marion Union Pirates is what he did.
People looked at him like, "What the hell?" We remembered.
Yeah,
he didn't care.
Those are the days.
Those are the days.
And that first time that he announced that there's 6 inches of snow, that was classic. Yeah. So
how's the so when you look at your job and Benny now does all the umpiring. So, what else is there? Like, what's like? I heard a lot of really good compliments about the banquet this year. People said it was pretty classy, and the kids really loved it. What was your? You just moved it to a different venue, and just stuck a little more TLC into it.
Yeah, we the big thing, and I know this is a theme that the OHSA uses. It's about the kids.
Yeah,
and so we just kind of wanted to promote the conference, promote the kids. We do that through the website, do that through social media. Next thing we want to tackle is the banquet, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, we'd have it in a high school cafeteria, and you know, you have a caterer come in, and that was it. But we decided let's make this more something that not necessarily they remember, but at least something they appreciate in the moment. So we moved it to the Opulence in Salina, and we got the video show going on and lights, and it's like a wedding meal, and just a great atmosphere. And I think the kids and hopefully the ADs and coaches really liked it, and it's something that we're going to continue through next year and then see where we're at that point. So
that's great.
It's awesome.
You what else you got on that? Anything else going on that you would like to announce? Anything big happening?
No, just website stuff. And I think, looking at next year, we want to look at a phase two of, and I'm going to need some help with stuff. So if there's any volunteers out there, let me know. But your games of the week, your athlete of the week, again, with just promoting the kids and that sort of thing. But, I want to get my feet wet in year one, see where we're at, and then see what we can do to make things better.
So. Well, that's perfect.
And we are in good shape when it started, so it wasn't like...
No, you're not reinventing the wheel.
So, I mean...
Although Digger did suck a little. I mean,
does he listen?
I haven't talked to him.
He still does our trophies for us. They look great.
Yeah.
we pass out a lot of those, and just
good deal.
Been a lot of fun.
You got anything tomorrow night? We should go. Tomorrow night's Thursday. Friday, we got Fish Fry at the Elks.
Yeah.
Kyle Kester's is playing. We should get the old commission, the new commission.
Yeah, sounds
like a plan.
Yeah. It'd be a great plan.
Because there ain't much going on yet, right?
Yeah.
Golf about 4:30, eat at 7.
Now he's thinking.
Now he's, it is supposed to be 70 Friday.
It is.
It's supposed to rain, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's sure about the rain.
My golf game. Pretty weak right now.
Yeah.
Nobody plays good this
early. Early.
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot of college kids sign yesterday. Three kids from Fort Kerry signed letters of intent to, first of all, Joelle Kalp.
Yep.
Congratulations, Joelle. She is going to row at Ohio State University.
Yeah.
And Dave and Lucy ecstatic about
that. Very fired up about that.
That's very cool.
Yeah, they already know about rowing.
Pretty neat. That's right. Caden Greasy is going to play baseball at Wright State.
Wright State.
Lake Campus.
Yep. Lake Campus. Good for him. And Tony and what is his, what's mom's name?
Hmm? I don't know.
What's Tony's mom's, what's Tony's wife's name?
Oh.
Jackie?
No. I had it in my head when you said Jackie, I lost it.
Wiped it out.
Oh,
I'm looking it up. I'm going to say it because that's what I
Jesse.
Do.
Jesse.
That's it.
There you go.
Jess.
There you go.
You know, I wish it I had Jesse's girl.
Rick Springfield.
Yes.
Very good.
Four.
And then Anna Reisner is going to, and she is Matt and Angie's.
Yep.
And she's going to run at Hillsdale.
Yeah,
I believe that's right.
Yep, so
that's
right. Congrats to all those kids and the parents. And I think
earlier, Mason Diller, he signed too, didn't he?
Mason Diller's playing baseball at Trine.
I believe Trine, yeah.
Yep.
That's neat.
That is.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What about Austin Niekamp? What's he doing?
He's going to Malone, isn't he?
Malone? Is he really?
I think I saw that this weekend at the state.
Basketball, or does he have some track stuff going on? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know. There's a couple of guys, Kanapke last year.
That he's not doing both. But
yeah,
I know.
Last year, I thought Kanapke would do something basketball. He goes do track. So I didn't know if that was something.
What about Steffi? What's he doing?
I don't think anything at this point.
Is he a junior or senior?
He's a senior.
Okay.
So he's weighing his options.
I'm sure
he has some.
Yep. He's had some bad luck along the way.
If he doesn't have
what
offers.
An athlete.
Wow, yep. Was he a good athlete.
Yeah.
Man.
What a freaking athlete. Now, the Albers kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be D1?
Football, he's got some options there.
Yeah,
I don't know really what they're weighing at this point, but I think there's some options there. And, you know, he's a good athlete, good kid, good family. So we'll see how that pans out.
How about Blockburger?
Who?
Blockburger.
Is he going anywhere? Well, we talked to Block about he's kind of thinking about just going to UC.
UC.
But I think everything and – you know, this kid's going to sell gyms out next year is Elver. And it's going to be, you're going to want to get that ticket to see him play. And we got him at home next year.
Yeah, we do.
And I don't know if we ain't had anybody that special
in a while.
In a long time.
Yeah,
I think you're looking at, well, I was going to say Mr. Basketball next year, but the kid that won this year is a junior.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's that generational talent.
Yeah.
He's going to set the all-time MAC scoring record within the first or second game.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to catch that.
No, I agree with you. How are you? And he has a shot at 3,000 points.
Yeah.
Because he really could legitimately average 30 a game next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he could average 50 if they just let him shoot all the time.
Yeah.
But he's not like that. He's not a ball hog at all.
I think that's what Mr. Basketball, or not Mr. Basketball, but the corner Rushi played.
Yes, Cornerstone Christian.
They made no apologies. He shoots every time he gets the ball.
Did you see the three shots he made?
As a coach, he's going to shoot. Why not? He can make it.
Yeah.
So he pulls up and he hits one from about 35 feet. And the next time down, he shoots the same thing and swishes it. And then the next time down, he buries a fadeaway three from 30 feet out on the corner.
Double teamed, right?
Double teamed, and they gave him a 1-point lead over Rushi. And I people grossed out the OHSAA, okay, because of how it was set up. They had a hell of a state tournament.
Yeah.
They had 7,000 fans and ecstatic excitement. And they got to be, they caught a lot of hell, but I think that they might have.
Might be not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it was really good. How's that work? Do you... like when you catch hell, like does AD say, Rob, this is stupid?
No. No. I think a lot of it, you know, I feel that there's maybe some kind of divide between the OHSAA and schools, but there's not a lot of, we really want the MAC's input. We really want, you know, so yeah. It's, they put out a survey to 700 schools, and then they say what the results are, but mm-hmm. you never know. And they say they base a lot of their decisions off of that, but we just kind of take it for what it's worth and then voice our opinion when we need to. And it starts at the district level, and you hope it kind of works its way up, and sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I really think, you know, I have faith in the OHSAA. I think they do intend to do the right thing, and I hope they look at the setup, especially for girls basketball this year, and be like, okay, that really didn't work. Let's see what we can do to make this work. So
yeah, because that was tough.
Yeah.
There's some really good teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Getting hosing.
Yeah.
So you talked about New Knoxville getting softball.
Mm-hmm.
And Fort Recovery has started a little bit of a wrestling program, right? So are you like, let's go?
For wrestling, for instance, 7 schools get it.
Yeah.
They have to maintain it for a 2-year period, then apply to the conference, and you know, we vote on it, and if schools don't necessarily have to fund it. Bowling has a couple teams that are club teams, but they're still an MAC sport.
Yep.
But the key is getting the 67% of the MAC schools to have it. So
bowling has, I would say, exceeded expectations.
Yeah, yeah. They have a great season. You look at the boys' side and the girls' side, state, and you're getting some scholarships for some kids, and it's done really well. I went to quite a few bowling matches this year.
Yeah.
Definitely not what I expected, and it was a lot of fun. So
It is kind of a cool thing.
So could you actually get in the bowling facility?
It's that for recovery, it's tough.
Yeah.
Had to come in the back door and stand behind the bar.
But no, those kids are passionate, and a lot of times what's really cool, it's not kids who are football players and basketball players. And you know, they found their niche, and they're excelling. It's great to see.
That is awesome.
What would have been in your niche?
Bowling.
Archery. Bowling would have been pretty fun.
We would have went state in bowling.
We'd have been pretty good.
We'd all got thrown off team for drinking.
Yeah, you can't drink during a high school game as a fan or a participant, so
can't take a joke.
That's probably
can't take a joke. Take a sip.
You guys were good.
We had Remarkless boys. We had Chuck Summers.
Yep.
We had a lot of good young bowlers.
Good bowlers.
Yeah.
But
we hung out there a lot.
Yeah, that's all we did. Because
that's all we did.
We're losers.
Yeah, smoke cigarettes, drink beer, and bowl. Yep. What else you got to do?
Nothing better.
I remember before the
McCoy says that's life, boys.
Yeah, that is life.
Remember before the bowling automatic scorers, you guys would come out during the league and people give you a couple of bucks to keep score for both teams.
Absolutely,
and you guys never made a mistake. And
Roger would pay us like $1 something.
$1.50 is what
$1.50
we got.
$1.50 you can have free bowling games.
Yeah, 3 free games of bowling.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's kind of dorky.
Yeah.
Say that in your head, but
it is.
$1.50
That's what we got.
That was a lot of money back then, though.
Yeah.
A decent amount of money. And you were having fun. And I remember several times when somebody get ready to bowl. Now, if you get this, you can, you know, they're like in the fifth frame. If you get the next 2 strikes, you're going to have 220.
Yeah.
He had it all figured out. You know,
Bubba did that?
He was a wizard.
Genius.
He was good.
Very smart. I'm very, very smart.
I don't know if he could do anything else, but he was a bowling.
I wonder if Rocker could get his top 10 list out again and add me to it.
Yeah, I think he can.
Can we bring Rocker back?
I bet he didn't realize.
He's not out there anymore.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's up at Brick Street.
Good for him.
What was his top 10?
It was the brain trust of Fort Recovery.
Oh, the brain trust.
So Bill was number 5, I think.
What?
Yeah.
But
his top 4 or 5 were pretty good. He had the top 3 were, I believe, Randy Diller.
No, Randy's
and Calpe and Jerry
Dave
Kalp.
Dave Kalp?
And Jerry Kalp. I think it was Dave Kalp, then Randy, then Jerry. Yeah. The Brain Trust of Fort Recovery. That was the top ones, but
no. Jerry Kalp? He ain't the smartest.
He's a pharmacist.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
Brain Trust. doing stuff.
I mean, but Jerry's kind of smart. Well,
but number 10 was Tom Bryan.
He is smart.
I said, but he wasn't even in the top 10 in our class. So he can't be top 10 in full recovery all time.
makes it a little tougher, though. Number nine,
Jack almost died.
Okay.
Mickey Evers.
Oh, that's a good one. Mickey Evers.
Jack fell off of his chair.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
It is 9 o'clock. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to wrap up with Rob right after this. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Spring sports are starting, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting every baseball game again this season, and will also be broadcasting several of the Lady Indians softball games, including their home opener tomorrow evening. The Lady Indians games will be broadcast on Sports Stream 2. Just go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on Sports Stream 2 on the left side of the page. The boys will begin their season next Monday, March 31st at Salina. We'll start our pregame show around 5:15 with the game time at 5:30. Our ball teams are looking to have pretty good seasons again this year, so get out to as many games as you can to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Coach, I'm ready to play. Yeah. All right, we're going to test you out here. Who sang that song?
Fogerty.
Very good.
Yep. A lot of people say Creedence, but it was just Fogerty.
That's right.
John Fogerty.
Yeah. The guy is unbelievable.
I would have had it wrong. I would have said the later version of Creedence Clearwater Revival, but it was just John Fogerty.
You guys do trivia nights here? We should make a team.
We should.
Between the four of us.
We'd be awesome.
St. Henry Nightclub's got one coming up.
Do they really? How about Mola Brew Barn has one, too?
And
we do.
Steiny and Rich Kalp go over to
Greasy
Pickle on Thursday night.
Yeah. Where's that
with
at?
Doc Guggenbiller. That's over in Portland. With Duck and
I really wouldn't contribute zero. Jim. If it ain't a sports question.
Yeah.
Music. I can do a little bit of music.
They had some pretty good
movies.
Ones.
Oh, movies. I said boobies.
Movies. Yeah, we're experts in that.
Sex ed, that'd be pretty good at that.
Yeah.
My wife listens.
You'll know when you get home.
Oh, hey, I got some text message.
Oh, awesome. What do we have?
Megan says, could you tell Neil we're out of wine?
Oh, that was a while ago. I took him another bottle.
It's been a while. They've been out of wine for a while.
That is a wonderful group.
They're so much fun.
They are. And
when I invited them, I knew it was going to be probably more than one.
Yeah.
And if there's only one of them, it's not quite that much fun. But they're just
good people.
And,
absolutely.
You know, it doesn't make sense how they were able to do what they're doing because Who'd like a ninja park? Well, let's build one. What are you going to do? I only have a wiffle ball tournament and sell T-shirts.
Yeah.
And you're going to get $1 million? How are you going to do that?
Yep.
So they're three-fourths of the way there, I think.
How's your bracket?
Busted.
So I started last Thursday out, and I was up here Wednesday night bragging about how smart I am.
Why?
And I had $440 in my DraftKings account, so I could do some betting this weekend. I'm not nuts, but I can, you know, I'm a $25, $50 game. 63 cents I got in right now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Took a beat.
It was ugly.
Jesus.
So did you just pick them by the colors or the uniform or what?
16 keys? Get it big?
Listen, you guys think you're so smart. It ain't.
I had St. John's winning it
when
all.
When you get behind, you try to get it back.
Yep.
That was my problem.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how gambling gets you.
It does. Don't gamble. Can we say that on the...
Yes, you certainly can.
Yeah. Gambling is bad unless you know you're what's going on. Then it is awesome.
It's awesome when you win.
Unless you're Ryan Stogler.
Me and B. Yeah, you're about my nephew, Ryan.
Mm. Classic.
Yeah, I guess.
Nope.
No.
So he played a NFL. They have a $20 every week. Get pick a lineup. And, you know, whatever. You can get all these different ones. Well, each week they do a $1 million tournament, whatever it is. He won.
The $1 million one?
Million.
No shit.
Yeah.
Where at? Where does he live at?
Fort Carey. He's a bachelor.
Really? Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, $1 million.
Because he needs $1 million being a bachelor.
Why, who don't?
Probably.
Yeah, I think 100.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
What did he have to do to get that? Or what he...
He picked two wide receivers, two running backs, two quarterbacks,
points, whoever,
a tight end, a defense. The last play on the game... The Jets intercepted and ran in for a touchdown. He had the Jets D.
No.
And he went from like seventh to first.
Yeah, he said he was hoping to stay around that top 10. And
you know,
yeah. And all of a sudden, couple thousand. Started going crazy.
Does that go into your account then, or do you get a
check? I don't know what he did. One time I won like $18.
Ew.
That's not bad.
No, that is that like, isn't bad.
Kind of lost it last week.
Oh, well, yeah.
So you are you a big college basketball, like, do you watch a lot of it?
No.
Are you? No, I don't either.
I do March Madness, just...
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah, I have no rhyme or reason for my picks. Just, whatever. We'll see how it goes.
I think the NIL has kind of turned me off a little bit on college basketball.
Yeah.
I just don't... The transfer portal, giving these guys millions, I'm out on it. I'm out.
Yep, I don't like it, but who's supposed to get the money? Who should get the money?
It's just
like
so
with the professional athletes are getting.
It's so easy.
You know, Wally Post, if in today's money, in today's game, Wally Post would have made $50 million a year.
It's going to come. You're going to have to start paying high school athletes, put their names on your website.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That happens in my day and age. I might
be awesome.
That or it could be a really cool thing. I don't know, but I'll tell you. But, you know, you talk about the portal. It's like, you know, a player like Cam Elwer, 15 years ago, he's going to UD. He's going to Finley. No doubt. But now the portal, these teams wait to see, okay, which D1 players are going to be out there that we can. So it really does kind of screw these high school juniors.
Oh, absolutely it does.
The recruiting process, it kills it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But what do you do?
I see that... So there's a big offensive lineman, Wes Wenning, our new varsity football coach. He's at Hoban.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, their number one, the kid that's like sought after ever by their offensive lineman committed to Ohio State.
Yeah.
So it's got a picture of him walking in there, Woody Hayes Athletic. This is the video of him. And he walks up to Coach Day, and he taps him on the shoulder and whispers to him, and all of a sudden Coach Day picks him up. So it was kind of cool. It was, it was neat. I'm a Coach Day guy.
I am, too.
I know he bought people about nuts.
Your brother Will is taking him out.
He hates him.
He absolutely hates him.
He's an idiot.
Well, yeah.
Because he's a national championship coach. Or,
yeah. But yeah. Bill is in the top five of the brain trust of Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
That list is a little suspect.
It is a little suspect.
Trouble there, I think.
I mean, I think if you lived in Fort Recovery, you might have made like top seven, maybe.
Top seven.
What do you do now? Where do you work at?
At Postprandium Minster.
How's that gig?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Good.
You missed the, you did work at the Auglaize County?
Yeah, probation.
Probation center,
27 years. Got out of that and thought, I got to do something with the rest of my life. So,
yeah.
I'm an estimator there and crunch numbers all day. And
how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
49.
Yeah. So, as the... This gig opened up, and you decided to take it. You see yourself here 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And what's funny is when Digger got the job, I applied for it then, too. It was either Tim Buescher or Phil Schumann, who's the commissioners before Don.
Yeah.
It came to speak, I think I was in high school, came to speak to one of our classes as whatever their real job was, and then talked about being the MEC commissioner, too. I'm like, I want to do that, you know. Thinking at the time it's a full-time job,
right?
But then...
It is a full-time job. You just don't get paid full-time money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I applied for it back when Don got it, and, you know, I wasn't ready, wasn't prepared, didn't know, you know. But then over the next 10 years, I feel like I put myself kind of purposely in a position, and it was the right time to step down from coaching. Went to state in softball last year. My daughter's in college, my son's in high school, and it's been great.
So you graduated Saint Henry High School?
I did.
And play sports?
I did.
Well, football?
Yep.
He did okay too, if I remember right.
Who was like the stud back then?
He was.
Other than me?
Yeah, well, yeah.
When I was a freshman, Bob Hoyne was a quarterback. When I was a sophomore, it was Tommy Hoyne. Okay. And then my senior year, Doug, we went to a running game with Doug Speck.
So. Doug Speck, that's it.
Doug Speck, yeah.
Doug Speck, that's right. Where's Doug at now?
He still lives in St. Henry. Works for ODOT, and we hang out every now and then, drink some beers, talk about the old days.
Yeah.
And, always remind him, you had 3,000 yards, but you didn't have an offensive line in front of you. You don't have any of that.
And so, you were the offensive lineman?
Yeah. I wasn't the only one. We had six or seven.
Really?
So, yeah.
But damn.
Yeah.
Did you guys win state?
No. Nope.
Who was your coach? Tim?
Tim. Yep.
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 Did you make playoffs?
Yeah, we made playoffs, and we lost to Sidney Lehman.
Upset?
Yeah.
Should never happen.
Front page of sports of... Dayton Daily News, Lehman stunned St. Henry, and back then the Dayton Daily News covered
big games.
And we were front page, stunned St. Henry, and biggest upset in OHSA playoff history. I'm like, okay, let's not get carried away. But then I look back at it, I'm like, dude,
we lost
to Lehman.
So married your high school sweetheart?
No. She was from Minster and met her in college, and I got three kids in college. Well, two kids in college, one out, and it's crazy. Time goes by so flipping quick, and now I got daughters with boyfriends that are talking about getting engaged all that good stuff.
Circle of life, brother.
It is.
So Luke Cooper, who lives in Minster now in Carolyn, he helped coach the little kids wrestling.
Yeah, Minster?
Yeah, Minster.
Okay.
And he's got some tough little shit.
Yeah.
and his one boy lost in the, and I don't know how, but I think he went to Bowling Green or wherever.
Yes, I saw him post something on Facebook.
How old is he?
Like 9, 10?
Yeah, he's not very old.
Okay.
And he was 15-0 and he lost his... this championship match. And he's got a picture. And this kid, he's 10, but he'd kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing how they start him young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So is Minster, they don't have varsity wrestling, right?
No, but I think they got a club.
Yeah.
So whether or not the school sponsors that, they'll kind of decide that next year or two. They started it probably 3 or 4 years ago, and now those first kids are freshmen, sophomores in high school. So
Robbie, you've been to one of those wrestling matches?
I have not. I couldn't tell you.
Me and Bob went. We went to Portland, Jay County, to watch our swim team.
Okay.
So we're over there, and we're taking a break.
Because it's a little warm in the...
Thousand degrees. So we went over to, and we hear screaming around stuff going on in the gym. So we walk over to the gym. It's the most intense... I mean, the fans are going crazy.
Oh,
the place is going crazy. Everybody's back. Coaches are jumping down. And I said, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get into that. I mean, that was neat.
I'd like it better if there was turnbuckles and
bouncing all around.
Jumping and flamboyant outfits. Flamboyant.
That's another big word. That is a big one.
But, yeah, it's interesting. If I figure out how you score and how you do good, I really like it.
So we went to, after that, we were trying to expand our horizons, me and Pete, because we got to support all the Fort Curry schools.
Right.
All the sports, because that's what we do. We don't get, we just enjoy that.
Yep.
So we go to Greenville to watch our swim team. So it is 160 degrees and we are not dressed for it.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the front row.
You weren't dressed for the event?
No. We were way overdressed.
Oh, overdressed. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just trying.
And we're wringing wet. And we're talking about just how miserable we are.
Yeah.
And just as I said that, this little kid, mom is sitting two rows behind us. And he comes up and he's starting to talk to his mom. He's got a Speedo on. And he's just 4 inches from his nose.
I'm like, dude, you got to get out of here.
And I'm snapping pictures. It was one of the... I don't know if I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's...
Hey, Mom.
You might want to get them off phone.
We're going to McDonald's. I'm just saying, keep talking.
It was bad.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But really, it is amazing how, and you're living it now, all the different sports in this area and how many just really good kids we really are blessed to have.
I mean, we got 4 or 5 kids rowing in college. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I know when I was coaching softball, Ohio State's rowing coach would send stuff to softball players. They recruited them big. I think is Guggenbiller girl from here still on the rowing team. They just want strong girls. Yeah. And they know softball girls are going to be strong. Yeah. And you're in track, you're shot discus throwers.
Endurance is a big thing.
And they got a club team and a scholarship team. And you can get money doing that. And never rowed a day in my life. Yeah. But, hey, here I am. And it's great. And it just shows the versatility of our athletes and you know, what they can do and do it at the next level.
Yeah, Joelle's going to Ohio State. Her sister rode at Duquesne.
Duquesne.
Why?
That's amazing. I didn't know it was a sport until about 5 years ago.
And I figured it was something that you had to be doing basketball and football the whole time. They're looking for somebody that's strong and has endurance.
Are there high school rowing teams, like even in...
Right down the Wabash.
Well, even...
We're going to dam up the Wabash and we're going to practice.
Even in Division 1 in Ohio, you got field hockey, lacrosse. I don't think...
Yeah. There's probably some, like, some of the big schools in Columbus and Cincinnati where there is a place where they could row.
Yeah.
Probably. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. It's
you talk about, like, good kids, too, that when I help coach baseball. I remember when we got in the tournament, and we beat Minster, and the Nixon boy came over, and we needed somebody that could throw a good curveball, and he had a great curveball.
Yeah,
he came over and pitched batting practice to us like 2 days or 3 days there that week. I said, you know, that stuff, and Ryan Post.
Just say it was one day because it counts as a scrimmage.
Is that right?
So if you say he was here 3 days and you had 4 scrimmages, you might have to take that banner down.
So it had to be what it was.
Yeah. So, first of all, thanks for coming over.
Hey, no problem.
We enjoy that.
Always fun.
You know, Kurt Guttermiller talked about in his press conference after the game, and you know, he talked about living in this area, and he talked about, you know, it's because of, you know, the belief in God, the parents, and it's just something special. And it's got to be something for you to be the commissioner of, we talk about the best small conference, but it is the best small conference in the state of Ohio.
It is. And I love it when, you know, especially during football season, a lot of people be bragging up Marion and Coldwater, and then you get people that have no clue, well, they couldn't beat De La Salle and Columbus. Well, no shit. Mike Tyson's not going to get beat by Sugar Ray Leonard either. Yeah. Sugar Ray Leonard's a hell of a boxer. Yeah. It's for what it is, yeah. It's the best there is. And it's an area you can't duplicate. It's a work ethic and your kids you can't duplicate.
Yep.
And it's, you know, I hope we can bottle it and keep it going.
Keep it going. Yeah.
And see what we got.
I see why we shouldn't.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Tomorrow, Reds, 4 o'clock?
Yes. Let's go.
Are you going to watch it?
Absolutely.
I think it like comes on like at 2. They do the Macy's Parade the whole nine. Or not the Macy's. What is it?
Philly Market.
Philly Market.
Yep.
You've been down for opening day?
I have a couple times.
It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We went down. Was it me and you?
Cowboy and Boost.
Yeah, when we went, I went with Bill and Gary and Bretzy 1 year. And, and that was Ken Griffey Jr.'s first game as a Red.
Ooh.
And Gary was eating a hot dog, and he had mustard down his Capri Island sweatshirt. And the first time up, they were so drunk, Griffey popped out the center field, and Bill and Gary was booing.
He's 0-1 his career.
And then it started raining about third inning. We left in the fourth.
And there wasn't even a casino to go to in those days.
I don't know what the hell we did, but we spent the night.
Caddies.
Yeah, we did some.
Caddies and Flanagans back in those days,
It is something good.
Reds baseball. Pete Rose looking down tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Pete Rose looking down. I should have said something to Hal about old Peter Edwards.
Yeah.
Pete's going to get in Hall of Fame. Trump hasn't do it.
Trump says, don't give. It is unbelievable.
I just wish you're almost a Trump TV show. You just sit home and watch his day.
Yes.
Reality TV.
He is unbelievable.
Oh, shoot.
For my good friend and partner, Harold Feely, the owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer, and the commissioner of the best small conference in the state of Ohio.
Absolutely.
Rob Helmgarten, thanks for listening. Everybody.
Oh, and one thing real quick.
Neil?
We are going to be broadcasting the girls' softball game tomorrow.
Nice.
And it will be on SportsStream 2, so you can't get it on your phone. You have to go to a computer, get it at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and click on SportsStream 2. They're playing St. Mary's. Definitely come out and
get out and watch
us. But there's...
yeah, it's supposed to be like...
Sixties. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. Yeah, probably windy because it's always windy.
This is scrimmage.
No, this is
they can start before the base. Why did they get started?
They actually started on Saturday and beat Franklin Monroe 30-2 or something like that.
Well, when basketball bumped their season back a week, spread it out, they moved baseball back a week, track back a week. So their state championships are mid-June now.
That's going to
softball stay the same. Softball. Just keep you guys the same. If your team goes to state basketball, those girls are going to have to miss the first game or two. But
so baseball, you win the state, and next week you're playing football.
Well, mid-June, but then you're 2 weeks till your Acme State tournament.
That's right.
That's true. So, it's interesting. Hopefully that's something they figure out, too. I don't like the week apart between semifinals and finals.
Kind of weird,
kind of loses that, but... Yeah. They haven't asked me yet, so
they haven't. I can't believe that. No. Maybe get a hold of Snodgrass, see what he thinks. Maybe.
I don't think he's there anymore.
No, he was just in the luck. Oh yeah. He's called in. We talked to him a couple times.
We had him at our alumni softball classic the last 2 years. I invited him down and thinking, get a big name here and he's not gonna come. Yeah, showed up twice. So I
wanted to ask you this. So I'm glad you said something. So are my grandsons play at the Minster's base little league tournament. It's got 5,000 kids there.
Yeah.
And they got Jose Rio and some other guy there signing autographs.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
I think that was just a guy in town that it was that owned the wooden shoe. They did it at the shoe as a promotion and pay a little extra and have him come out to the park and
that's awesome.
Pay $50 and get Jose Rio. How many $50 bills did you shell out for?
Dads are jumping up now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who's this guy sitting here? Yeah.
Jose Rio.
Jose Rio.
Yeah. That is one hell of a Four Seasons Park
is
they've done that good for 25 years now. So
we got some unbelievable parks in this.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yep.
I umpired your
it was, I told you about it. It was little kids, like the first year kids playing, umpired them on Saturday night championship game. By that time, everybody's partying out at the party. I'm like, great. I'm an umpire for a bunch of rowdy Fort Recovery fans.
I remember that.
I think Marion was on the other side. I'm like, I cannot make a wrong call here.
I think you got yelled at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fort Recovery's coach.
Yeah. I mean, thank
you. Because you
imagine that.
Two people have ripped him. First of all, he peed. Was it you that peed leaving the football game field and somebody yelled at you, or you seen somebody pee in a picture car?
No, they thought I was leaving the football field.
I
cut through their grass. You're not pissing in my lawn. Peeing in my lawn.
Yeah, sorry. Right.
I'm like, I'm not. I'm walking through to get to my car. And he comes at me. I'm like, this is 10 years ago. I'm like, who lives in that corner house by the football field?
Big Don.
If you're listening, I might have to. I'm like,
he's probably listening.
Yeah, probably. Hey, we need new lights at our football field. Can you get that done?
I can't, no.
We got to get new lights.
We do.
Send Amy the bill.
Well, that'll be our next wow.
That could be.
Yep. Probably, yep. Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, I seen there is like 2,000 wow tickets left. 1,700.
Yeah, you're in them.
So they'll sell all those real shortly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got nothing else.
Yep. Sorry I interrupted, but we got off. Got some other things talked about.
No, we got you. How's Benny doing on getting referees and umpires and all that?
I think so. Okay. I think good. I think, you know, you talk about the official shortage and the umpire shortage.
Yeah.
They want to come to the MAC. So for us, it's not really.
Right on top.
I don't want to speak for Ben, but he's got it under control. We're scheduled out a year in advance. And, you know, I don't think so much that there's a shortage overall. I think there's a shortage of really good ones.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you can find an umpire anytime.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Especially if you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done pretty good. Yeah, I really have. But the last game I did, I got no chirps. First game I did, I got 4 or 5. Yeah. Not that you measure it on that, but as a new umpire, you measure it on that.
Right.
I got none the last game. And I'm like, I called a really good game.
Or you got a head cold, you couldn't hear.
No. I got rabbit ears. That's awesome.
Do you got it? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Thin skin and rabbit ears.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Perfect. I happened to speak to our friend Randy Miller yesterday.
The Bud Man.
And he thinks he has one of our Indiana games,
Adams Central
game up there.
Yeah.
He said, I think we have one of you guys this year.
Perfect.
Indiana awesome. Official, so he can't, it wouldn't be over here, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So.
Well, next Wednesday, we got Kerry Shane, coach of the Indian softball team, has done a wonderful job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indians got off to a good start last Saturday, ruling Franklin Monroe Jets.
Yep.
So we'll get them girls up here next Wednesday night.
Yep. And they'll be on the air tomorrow night. Kurt Wendell's going to announce the game.
That's perfect.
Should be good.
Well, we thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Hal McCoy, for calling in.
Yep.
The commish, Rob Hemmelgarn, for coming over.
Great job, buddy.
It's always fun when Rob gets over here, especially if we get it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually turn
So, and it's on because I checked my phone. So.
It's been almost 2 years, but the one time it did happen. But like I said, if it's not on the air, did it really happen?
That's exactly right.
You guys do a great job here. Keep it up.
All right, man. Talk to you later. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.